A resurrected turtle? That was Hold On Job from Band Reeves on Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth. And story time. This one's nuts. So we talked about this on the show a while back about how a massive snapping turtle found its way into our backyard, like walked into it like it owned the place. I never really kind of updated you on the rest of that story because it was honestly kind of sad in that the turtle never left our yard. It was there for a few days. We thought it was gone, but then we saw it again. It was still there, still hiding behind the garage. And then over the weekend, I went back to check on it, and it was deceased. It had passed away behind our garage. I mean, I poked it with a stick. It wasn't moving. There were flies. It was gross. And I left it there. I figured I would bury it the next day, you know, to make sure, because it might have an odor and that kind of thing. So the next day I go back there with my shovel and I get there and there's no turtle. I'm like, this is a big snapping turtle. And there's really no great way for like a predator to drag it away. It's in an enclosed backyard with pretty high fences. No turtle. I was like, did it? What? I was very, very, very confused. But then my son, Malachi, he did some research and he found, he's like, Dad, apparently turtles will go into like this coma-like state where they appear dead, especially after laying eggs. Like, oh, good. So maybe we'll have baby turtles popping up in like 90 days or so. But think about the amazement, the absolute flabbergastedness of folks when they went to the tomb and found that Jesus was gone. That had to be way more than my surprise at not finding a turtle. But it makes me kind of captured a little bit. Here's Every Beat from North Point Inside Out on Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth.